Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
91405.
Okay, that was 91405.
Yes.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Carol Rodifer.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
13609 Valerial Street, Unit B, Van Nuys, California, 91405.
Thank you. Okay, so let me see. Just bear with me one moment, sir. My system is just moving a little slow. Okay, so I see that you had ordered the foot massager back on October 11th, paying $7.45 for shipping and handling. How may I help you?
Well, what I'm looking at is a charge on my credit card for $56.95, which I know I would not be putting out for anything.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only paid the shipping and handling. And in terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed the $56.95, and that starts your first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
What I want you to do is totally cancel that. I want a full refund for that $56.95.
Okay, sir, so I can issue you a 35% refund?
I'm in no position to be paying for anything that I don't get. And that is something I don't get.
So you received a $125 gift card
that
was sent to your email?
No, this is a trick. You catch people into this, and I don't know how you do it. I have another one that I've just had the exact same thing, and I am not paying anything for this. And if this is not returned to my credit card, I'm going to create quite a stink.
Okay, so we're with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. The best that I can do is a 50% refund, and you should see it back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, that is the best that I can do with you agreeing to our terms and conditions. And this also cancels the account to prevent all future charges. And I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
I don't accept this. I'm not paying half of 56 for anything that I don't have my hands on.
Well, with your agreement to the terms and conditions, sir, a 50% refund is the best that I can do.
No, it isn't. You can do better.
No, sir, I do apologize. I'll have your cancellation number for you when you're ready.
I'm writing it down, but you're going to hear from me.
Yes, C as in Charlie.
C.
2016.
10.
45. 639.
C16. 5639?
No, sir. C as in Charlie.
Yes.
2610.
2610. 45. 45.
639.
639. Let me read that back. I've had to write it on top of printing.
Yes, sir.
C as in Charlie. 610-45-639.
Correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Not till I have the whole 100% for something that I haven't bought and I'm not buying. And I will check to make sure when the refund comes, that if it isn't 100%, then I'm going to have to report this and get some kind of an exam, some kind of a, yeah, legal look into this.
And so with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, a 50% refund is the best that I can do.
I hear what you say, but that's not going to do it. Anyway, so you'll be hearing from somebody connected to the law, and I'll let you go now.
And thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.